Welcome to Life in Abundance with Pastor Joseph from Forward in Faith Ministries. Pastor Joseph shares the secrets to enjoying the life that Jesus made available for you and I. Life in Abundance. Enjoy and be inspired.
This week's message is entitled, Expect the Best. Yes, expect the best. We are taking our reading from the book of Psalms chapter 5. Verse number 3, that's Psalms chapter 5, verse 3. From the New English Translation, it reads, Lord, in the morning you will hear me. In the morning I will present my case to you and then wait expectantly for an answer. I love this. Lord, in the morning you will hear me. In the morning I will present my case to you and then wait expectantly for an answer. Yes, our key statement is the last one, which says, and then wait expectantly for an answer. And we said we are talking about expecting the best. Expecting the best. We are still in the early stages of the year. This is just but the second month of the year, 2020. And I want to encourage you to walk through this year expecting the best. There is power in expectation. It was Earl Nightingale who said, the environments and the situations we live in are a mirror of two things. Number one, our attitudes. And number two, our expectation. When you see the environment you live in, when you see the house you live in, when you see the aura of your car, of your house, of your workplace, it's a merciless reflection of two things, your attitude and your expectation. Why? Because our expectations drive us. It's very important for us to always expect good things because our expectations drive us to do things in a certain way. You know very well, if you're expecting a guest or a visitor in your home, you don't take that day as another normal day. You begin to prepare. You begin to put things in order. Put things in shape. Why? Because you're expecting a guest, you're expecting a visitor. That's the power of expectation. It drives you to go an extra mile. It drives you to do the extraordinary. Why? Because there is expectation. Another good example, we can talk about mothers. When they are pregnant and they are expecting a baby to arrive, they endure all the rough time, the tough time. Why? Because there is an expectation and they begin to prepare. Some call it future, some call it pre-born preparations, etc., etc. All those efforts are put in place because there is an expectation. There is power in expectation. Now, some people say, I'm expecting good things, I'm expecting big things, but you don't see it in their behavior. You don't see it in the way they do business day after day. And as a result, their expectations are futile. But I want to encourage you, as you expect the best in this year, let your conduct be a proof of your expectation. Begin to do things in a certain way, in a good way, in a better way, in an improved way. Why? Because there is expectation. There is so much power in expectation. And I'm saying to you, take every day with expectation. Expect your breakthrough. I understand you have written New Year's resolutions, New Year visions, New Year goals. But as you go day after day, week after week, month after month of this great year 2020, take it with great expectation. Wake up each day and say, this might be the day where that vision is fulfilled. This could be the day where that divine connection with my destiny helper is going to happen. Take every day as the day where you expect big things and good things to happen. That will change the way you do business every day. That will change the way you handle yourself every day. Take every day with expectation. The psalmist here has said, after praying, after presenting my case to you, after planning, after doing all that I could, I wait expectantly. I don't just wait. I don't just sleep and say I'm waiting for the answer to come. No, I wait expectantly. What does that mean? I take each day with a firm conviction, a firm persuasion, a firm belief that something good is gonna come out. And I'm saying, take every step of this year in such a way that you are expectant of good things to happen. Don't be pessimistic. Be optimistic. Believe and trust the best is going to happen to you this year. Expect the best and you will see and encounter the best. God bless you so much. Have a blessed week. Till we meet again next week. Keep living life in abundance.